So in case you haven't guessed, our reading is from John 15, 1 to 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love one another. So, as Matt has already told us, this service is a little bit different. So I don't just stand here from the front and talk. You get to do lots of the work too. So that's good, isn't it? So I'm going to step in with my first question. So those of you at home, you can discuss this at home with whoever you might be with. If you're on your own, you can just ponder it, think it through, talk it through with God. Everyone else, you can talk it through with each other. So our first question is, who are we? Who are we here at Christ the King? Who are we? Discuss. Okay, so lots of discussion there about who we are. So the way we explain who we are to others is like this, and I'm sure this will all be familiar to you. We are a community of disciples on an adventure together, becoming more like Jesus and helping others to do the same. Would you agree? Yes. I think I might need to say that again. We are a community of disciples on an adventure together of becoming more like Jesus and helping others to do the same. Yes. So just hold that statement in your mind as we go a little bit further. So Jesus said, I am the true vine. Now, in Jesus' time, vines were everywhere. So we might have to think a little bit hard. I mean, we have had a lovely summer. We could have had some nice fruit and some lovely vines growing. But they were commonplace. They were common picture. He says that his Father, God, is the gardener. And that we are the branches. He says we're the branches. So let's have a look at the purpose of those three things. So, the gardener, what would he do? What would the gardener do? Yeah, he'd look after everything that was in the garden, wouldn't he? Including the vine. But what does the vine do? We had a lovely... Oh no, that was a branch. What would the vine do? So the vine holds, supports, and feeds the branches. And the purpose of the branches? To bear fruit. So has anybody brought their grapes? Oh, no, sorry, it's bananas, isn't it? Has anybody brought their... No? Okay. Oh, two bananas. Fabulous. So I was going to say no, has nobody brought their fruits, but I didn't expect people to bring bananas this morning, so we'll just pretend those bananas aren't there. So no, did anybody not bring any fruit? Oh, okay, they've eaten their bananas. So it must mean a different sort of fruit. Do you think that Jesus perhaps means the fruit of the Spirit? I think he does. And we all know what they are, don't we? It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Did I not say gentleness?
Gentleness.
So, I'll have to remember my gentleness. Now, the question for you. What fruits of the Spirit do you find the hardest to practice and why? Discuss. Okay. So it looks like from all that discussion that perhaps we all struggle with some of those fruits. And it's tough, isn't it? It's tough. It's not something that we can manage on our own. It's not something that's grown in us overnight either. But still, they're fruits that we all have to bear. So how can we achieve that? Well, the answer is quite simple. We can't. And I'm just hoping that the live feed doesn't go off at that point. Because... what I can say is we can't manage it on our own. We have to do it through Jesus. We can't do it through our own efforts. But only if we remain in him, remember what he has said and does. He's the vine. He holds us, he supports us, and he feeds us. And that is the only way that we can grow fruit. Because without the vine, we can't do anything at all. So, if that vine is Jesus and he's feeding us and we're producing good fruits, the good fruit or the bad fruit must depend on what we're fed. So if we allow ourselves to be fed by Jesus, we'll produce good fruit. And we'll live by the Spirit. But if we allow other things to feed us, things of the world, we'll live by those things. And those are the things that cut us off from Jesus. The things that we allow to come between him and us. The things that we allow to come between our relationship with him. Lots of things of the world. So your next question. Can you think of some bad fruits that you've produced when you haven't followed Jesus, perhaps as you should? What are those things that you need to put down or leave behind? So can you think of some bad fruits you've produced when you haven't followed Jesus? What are the things you need to put down or leave behind? Okay, I think that might be quite a big subject, mightn't it? Might be something that we could go on talking about at length. But I'm just going to call you back. So Jesus says that whatever we ask for in his name will be given to us if we follow him. What do you think we need to ask for more of? Love? Joy? Peace? Patience? Kindness? Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control. The true vine gives us all we need to live fruitful lives. Jesus helps us to grow when we stay connected to him, but also to each other. So all we have to do is to stay connected to him, love one another, and remember who we are. And who are we? We are a community of disciples on adventure together of becoming more like Jesus and helping others to do the same. Amen.